The Hard Shoulder.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range. Celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
And I am joined now, as I am every Wednesday, by News Talk's own Simon Tierney. So what are we going to talk about today? What are you going to teach us, Simon?
So, Ciara, the fashion world lost the legendary Italian designer Valentino this week. And it got me thinking about colour. So because Valentino was really a master of colour, it got me thinking about how do you know what colour clothes to wear? Right?
Black.
So, yeah.
Stick with black. Can't go wrong.
That's the Ricky Gervais style of dressing. He always wears black when he's on stage. But Valentino is a master of colour. In fact, to such an extent that he's one of the few designers in the world who has an official colour named after him, which is Valentino Red. Pantone, the colour specialists, have designated it that colour. We're in a very red studio at the moment, the News Talk colours. But Valentino's red, I don't know if you've seen it, but it's somewhere between crimson and poppy. It's quite a light coloured red. And a lot of his dress designs were this colour.
Oh, it's a beautiful,
it's a really
bright,
beautiful,
vibrant.
Very, very vibrant.
Red.
Yeah. But he was also a master of combining colours. And it's something, I suppose, that I'm interested in. I mean, when I wake up in the morning, you know, maybe trying not to wake the kids, the lights aren't always on. The tarnisher Simon Harris recently posted on Instagram that he had accidentally put on, I think, two different shoes because he didn't want to wake anyone up when he was getting up in the morning. He posted that on Instagram. So, you know, if we go beyond that kind of coping dressing that we, a lot of us are trying to do, and if we put a little bit of thought into it, how do you actually go about doing that?
So, okay, he's a lovely description, Valentino, as to why he was so drawn to the colour red.
Yeah, it's really beautiful. He says he was at the opera watching Carmen when he was a teenager, and he said all the women in the boxes were mostly dressed in red and they leaned forward like geraniums on balconies, and the seats and drapes were red too. I realised that after black and white, there was no finer colour. You're wearing black and white today.
I am.
Valentino would approve.
Most days.
Valentino would approve. So how do you go about knowing? I think there's three really important things to think about. First is the colour wheel. So there is an official colour wheel, which will tell you the colours that are opposite each other on this specific colour wheel will complement each other. Anyone who has done interior design for their new home or whatever is trying to decide on colour paint for the kitchen will be familiar with the colour wheel. So, for example, red and green sit opposite each other on this wheel. The Italian flag, the Christmas colours, green and red, they go really, really well together. Burnt orange and blue, they're pretty much opposite each other. They go very well together as well. Bad combinations on the colour wheel, Ciara, would be green and yellow or purple and red. Like, you're not going to wear a purple shirt with red trousers, are you? That's going to clash.
Well, I'm looking at your jumper right now, Simon.
Yeah.
It's kind of a navy blue and a green.
Yeah.
According to this colour wheel.
Navy green, so dark blue and green. So, yeah, what I'm wearing right now is pretty much clashing.
It is clashing. Okay, but I mean, that works too. I like that jumper, but it's not ideal according to the colour wheel.
No, definitely not.
When was this developed? Like, I feel like this is around for about 150 years.
Yeah, so the ideas about getting your colours done, like I remember my mother in the early 90s saying that she was going to get her colours done. This was a huge thing, right?
This was Colour Me Beautiful, wasn't it?
Colour Me Beautiful, Carol Jackson. Yeah, I think she was American, maybe she was British, I can't remember. But this was the idea that everyone's colours kind of fit into these four seasonal categories of, yeah, winter, spring, summer and autumn. So the idea was that people with lighter coloured hair, like yourself and myself, we would be spring and summer. Well, actually, I'm a bit more of an autumn because red hair, it also, not just on your hair colour, but also on your skin colour. And people with darker hair then would be a winter. So you and me, so let me look at you for a second, right? How would you describe your hair colour? It's blonde, isn't it?
I cannot believe you've asked me that question on live radio.
Yeah.
I am blonde through and through. I'm genetically blonde.
The reason I ask you the reason I need help is because I need something more specific. Now, I don't know if I'm about to offend you or compliment you, but could we say that you're ash blonde?
Norma Jean, my hairdresser, in the room, and Sandy went, I'm meant to be Danish blonde.
Danish blonde.
Not ash. It's meant glacial to be cream, blonde. Not grey.
Greenlandic blonde. Should we go for that?
Well, I must book an appointment, so.
So, you're blonde, right? So, this means that you should be wearing greens, blues, corals, and soft... No, sorry, that's me. You should be wearing blue or grey, pink, lavender, or soft blue. Does that make sense for you?
It does, actually.
Does
it? So, the idea, yes, yes. And I never wear those colours, sticking to black and white most of the time. But when you do wear them, you do get more compliments. Is it that they sort of lift your face? Is that what they say?
Yeah, they sort of sings with your colouring as a summer or as a spring. Yeah, you're a spring. So bright and clear colours, bright and fresh, pinks, greens, blues. Now, I am more of an autumn. So I need earthy colours, which I'm not wearing at all today. But earthy colours would be greens and blues and soft neutrals and corals, right? And that makes sense. Like, honestly,
there was
God,
a bit of a backlash, was there not, to this whole colour me beautiful, pick your season?
Yeah, no, there was.
Theory.
There was, for sure. Because people felt like, okay, well, summer in Ireland is different to summer in California or summer in Australia. Do you know what I mean? So there was a backlash to it, and people felt that, well, maybe it's better to look at art and nature. And I love that, right? Even if we look at our own Caravaggio masterpiece here in the National Gallery in Dublin, The Taking of the Christ, a lot of listeners will be familiar with that. Caravaggio uses a brilliant combination of complementary colours in this. Now, if the listeners, if you're driving along, you try to remember that painting, you'll remember that you've got the Christ figure in the middle where he's holding his hands together. He's wearing a deep red colour, the you know, a blood colour that the Jesus figure is often associated with in art history. But St. John, the apostle who's behind him putting his hands up, is wearing green. So again, you get that classic combination of green and red going together to balance each other out in a really complementary way. But I love the nature approach to this. So they say that nature never gets it wrong. So if you think, how does nature present its different famous flowers like poppies or... even, you know, a bunch of oranges in an orange grove. You've got that deep orange colour of a ripe orange, and the leaves next to it are a gorgeous green colour. Green and orange go very, very well together.
Okay, so if in doubt, just look out your window, look into the garden, see what's looking good that day.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, there are those who think it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, there's a designer called Peter Nguyen in New York, and he developed this thing called the Essential Man Colour Pyramid, right? This is particularly for men. And what he argues, Kira, is that men should wear 80% core neutral colours, white, black, navy, grey, khaki and brown, and only 20% should be pop colours. So that'd be like, you know, that'd be like wearing all navy and then a pop of, I don't know, red or pink or orange in a cravat or a scarf or something like that, or maybe some print. So there's that backlash to it as well. Essentially, there's a lot of different schools of thought, but I think what's essential is to have complementary colours and don't be clashing like I am today.
And confidence.
And
confidence to pull it off,
my
no matter
God,
what you're wearing.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah, there you go, Valentino. I'm sure he would have agreed with that too. Simon Tierney, thank you so much. I'm going home to throw out about 95% of my
great
wardrobe. Appreciate that. All right, Simon, we'll leave it there for now.
The Hard Shoulder
with the MG Hybrid and Electric range, celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.